Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep begins now.
Seconds after the hour of noon, and this is the month of May in the year of our Lord 2006. Thank you for coming along and making a part of your listening day live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. This, my friends, Rick Emerson, the radio experience, the Rick Emerson cavalcade of amusement and whimsy. Thank you. It is Tuesday, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to email, it is honestly just as simple. You send an email to rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Although, big announcement. I understand that the Armenians have finally gotten their... they've started pulling their weight. And that our new websites are now up and functioning. I saw them happening this morning. First of all, let me just tell you, I didn't even know where Armenia was. I still really don't. It's sort of a vague, sort of blobby, amorphous area on the map.
Next to Bulgaria.
Yeah, but like that helps me at all.
And Romania.
Three things I don't know the location of. All apparently within shouting distance.
The former Yugoslavia?
Not getting any closer. All I found out is that not Albania. Armenia. Who can tell the difference, honestly? One country is pretty much the same as another. All I found out is that Armenia is next to Iran, which means that all of our internet servers, all of our websites, all of our online information is being held in an area that actually, theoretically speaking, our own country could be nuking tomorrow. So the website's just vanished. Either we've been fired or we've launched some sort of preemptive strike against the Shah. So just...
There is no oil in Armenia.
No, but they're...
Then why would we care?
It's what we call collateral damage.
We don't push democracy that far.
It's what we call collateral damage. Armenia and the AM 970 web servers. Because apparently, which we should have known, apparently that's the only way that you can get a .am domain name is to go through the people in Armenia. It's probably a Tonga where the entire country is just based on that now.
There's like a 1260 computer there.
That's everything's being running off
And you gotta wait in line to use it.
Everything's running off an Amiga. Everything's running off an Atari 800 at kiosk somewhere.
You wait 2 weeks to use it, like you wait for to get a small dinner roll that you can cut up.
Putting small stone coins into the machine. Yeah, so everything there is either .am business or like ox carts. That's about it. Anyway, so the websites are up. They are as follows. I will eschew the www. They are 970.am, 970.am, or solidstateradio.am. I think if you go to the old Johnson thing, I think it points that way, too.
Two websites from Armenia?
$70.
They must be dancing in the streets.
We've tripled their gross national product for the year. Good times for everyone. All right. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Before I continue, big announcement about tomorrow's show. In this very studio tomorrow, right here, within smacking distance of myself, me, yours truly, the man on the mic, will be one Charles Ross. If you are a fantastic nerd without any social skills, and if you live a dateless and sad existence like myself, you will know that he's the man performing the one-man Star Wars show. One-man Star Wars at the, I think it's at the Newmark? I'm asking as though anyone here knows. One-man Star Wars, so I guess it's just a lot of...
He's dressing up as all the characters?
No, I think he just stands up. It really is just, I wish I'd thought of it. It is one of those things that had I thought of it, think I'd be here right now? No. Be in New York, being the toast of the town, being page six. No, he just stands on stage, and I think he runs back and forth in place. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. I'm going to make him do part of it tomorrow. Make him dance like a little Jawa for us. I think he just stands in place, and I think he runs back and forth and does a lot of, like, Only you could be so bold. This R2 unit has a bad motivator. You try not. Do or do not. Or whatever. I don't know. I have nothing. So he'll be here tomorrow, I guess. Charles Ross isn't the guy that did Roger the Rabbit, is he?
I don't know. That was so long ago. That was the 80s. My mind doesn't go
that guy's probably dead. Here's what's coming up today. At long last, we haven't had one of these since we've been back. It's been literally like a year and a half since we've had one of these. I'm not even going to say what it is. We have a watch today that we haven't had in like 18 months. It's been months before we went off the air and then we were gone. We haven't had one since we come back. We have a watch today, the return of one of the most beloved Rick Emerson watches today. Also, Clown Watch. And we have a Geek Watch today. I don't think we ever got to yesterday's Double Penis Watch.
No.
We've got a country song that we're going to play for reasons that I don't even... It's too long and complex.
It's not really country.
It's not even country, but it is. But apparently it's not being treated as that way. It's a whole scandal.
It mentions home and heart.
You didn't even know that there were scandals that happened in country radio. You had no idea that there were such things as sort of territorial fights and marking one's territory and big squabbles in the country radio. We're going to lift back the curtain, not only on our own business and our own format. We are going to show you the inner machinations and workings of the country radio industry today. We will get to the Xbox files. We'll talk about them. And Carlin, it's basically just Monday's show. Carlin's going to stop by later because I finally saw The Sopranos last night. How badass was that? That was fantastic, and you were dead on about that. Last night's Sopranos was unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. So we'll get to all of that. Gary Baumgarten will be here. Jim Rupa will be here, and we'll move on. It's 503-733-2970. We are joined, as are we always, by the lovely, intelligent Sarah X. Dillon, wearing her pirate outfit today. How are you?
A pirate outfit?
You got kind of a pirate... Okay, let me try it again. Different pop culture reference. Sarah Dillon wearing her Hamburglar outfit today.
That works better.
All right, there you go. Did you kids even have the Hamburglar?
Mm-hmm.
The kids today, they don't have...
He was on the McDonald's playground.
Do the kids have any of the McDonaldland characters today?
I believe they're all still there.
Really? Are you sure about that?
Most positive. Yeah.
If I were to go up to a 10-year-old on the street
Grimace?
And quiz him on Mayor McCheese, would he know?
Probably not.
The original cast?
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
A lot of them were.
Not the Dick Sargent era. No. Whatever. Thus. All right. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for you today.
A Clackamas County man is pinned under his lawnmower for 12 hours.
Fantastic.
A Portland candy bar thief beats the man who ratted on him to the store clerk. From Candidates Gone Wild last night, a video showed County Chair Diane Lynn's bathroom looks just like Whitney Houston's, and she has ants in her sink. Remember the lady who got spanked at work?
Yeah.
She has an agent going on the TV talk show circuit.
We should totally get her on. Oh, we should get her on. That's fantastic. All right. All that's coming up, plus later on, other crap. It's 503-733-2970 or rick@rickemerson.com if you'd like to email today. All right, so first of all, I'll give a huge congratulations and shout-out, because she can't really do it herself, to our own Sarah X. Dillon, who was the co-host of Candidates Gone Wild last night, along with Byron Beck from The Willamette and a cast of Jillians.
And new shoes.
And shoes I couldn't walk in.
Now, I was like way up on top, so I couldn't see the shoes in question.
I could not see the shoes myself, and I was up.
But I'm sure they were worth every penny. Mm-hmm.
Were you sitting next to Storm? Because Storm sent me a text message saying your shoes are hot.
I looked over as she was texting you. So I was sitting amongst your peeps. I was sitting there with Storm and Amanda and Lisa and Delane.
Oh, cool.
And the husband of Delane.
And boyfriend of Lisa
and whatever. So we were all sitting there at one. It was a whole thing because, look, I'm normally not one to complain about not being on the list. I don't mind paying. I don't mind pulling my fair share, throwing a few dollars towards a worthy cause. When I go to see a show, some band, we know lots of bands listen to the show and they'll put us on the list or whatever. But you know what? I don't mind paying like the $8 or whatever. My whole thing is, like, I'll gladly pay. My thing is not even the freebie as such. Whenever you're put on the list or whenever you know a guy in a band and the guy's like, I'll put you on the list. The great thing is just not having to wait. That's the best thing. It's not even about the money to me. It's about the not having to stand there and be patted down, my minimum wage with a gun. And so I'll just say, like, I'm on the list. I know the bass player. And he'll be like, Emerson, he'll let you in. So I go there last night. The worst part, though, here's the very worst thing that happens. And this is what happens to me last night. Because there's the two lines. There's a line for people who are on the list, and then there's a line for the commoners. And so it's like I'm seeing all the rabble standing outside the Rosen last night going to the Candidates Gone Wild thing. It's endless teenagers in yellow shirts working for the Willamette. Me, I'm on the list. I think I'll go to this short line over here. Stand there. Guy says, the guy opens the door. Who do you? And I'm William Miller. I'm a journalist with Cream Magazine. I'm here to interview Stillwater, or whatever. I'm giving him the whole, my name's Rick Emerson. I'm on the list. He looks and he goes, yeah, no Emerson. Sorry. And he shuts the door. Me, no! Totally, and he felt exactly like, what's his name? Patrick Fugit in Almost Famous. Totally outside this door with the rest of the groupies. So I knock on the door again. Guy opens the door again. Keep in mind, this is a $3 friggin' ticket we're talking about. I could have just, the whole time it took me to do this, I could have just bought the goddamn ticket. So the guy opens the door and he's like, who are you with? I'm with, and I forget the guy's name, and it's Mark Zussman, right? Uh-huh. But of course, I don't do that. I can't remember his name. I've called Sarah 20 minutes earlier. She told me the guy's name out of my brain like it was made out of Teflon. Me. I'm with Mark. And he looked at me and finally just go, I'm here with Byron Beck. And he goes, yeah, Byron's not available to talk. Go to the end of the line. Buy a ticket. Shuts the door. Me. No! Totally. And so everybody's looking at me going, look at Mr. High and Mighty. Thought he wasn't going to have to buy a ticket. End of the line, Nancy. And so, but at that moment, like fate, like destiny, like a big golden angel riding upon a winged stallion, who should appear behind me? Storm Large, right there. And I feel like the hand on my shoulder from above me. And I'm like, who's that? And I turn around. There is Storm, like a goddess, like a big salvation thing. She's right there, and she has the extra ticket. Go in with Storm, we go up and we see this thing. So anyway, it was fantastic. It went really well.
It was.
So congratulations to you to Byron and all of that. And we'll talk more about it here in just a few. It's 503-733-2970.
And did you notice that no ugly people are allowed to work at Willamette?
No, there is like a you must be this pretty to work at the Willamette policy.
And you see all the stylish things they did with those big yellow t-shirts? Totally. Like they're all cut. And
knotted and yeah. Wearing like extra whatevers. And yeah, I felt way too. I was like the ugliest person there. There was just no. And and even like the people, just people off the street, we're pretty looking. Like I'm thinking, well, I look okay. And then what's his name? Jeff Klein shows up. Jeff Klein, who looks like he's a Ken doll carved out of, out of mahogany or something. And so he getting suddenly answered, I'm hideous. So I was glad I was up in the dark. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour. Yeah. And now, from the city desk, Tim Riley.
From high atop the Lotto Coin Tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Keith Tim Riley reporting. Well, fire and rescue crews freed a man who got pinned underneath his large riding mower last night and spent the night in the cold all alone. The man was operating the mower near Stafford Hill Court in Clackamas County when he got caught under the machine and could not get out. The mower apparently overturned when the operator was trying to cut grass on a hillside. He reportedly spent 12 hours on the large mower until he was discovered at 8 o'clock this morning by a neighbor. A helicopter flew him to Emmanuel, and crews got him out from beneath the machinery.
So I'm unclear about this. What? He was mowing the lawn.
And he tipped over.
How?
Well, if you're on a hillside.
He was on a riding lawnmower?
Yeah.
Even I would know not to do that. Yeah, that's no good.
And he was underneath it as temperatures dipped into the 30s. That former spanked woman who won $1.7 million for being spanked by coworkers is making a TV tour about her case. Janet Orlando is scheduled to appear on several shows in the next few weeks. She won a sexual harassment and battery lawsuit against her former employer, Alarm One Company. She quit her job 2 years ago after she was paddled on her posterior with a yard sign. Documents said the paddling was part of a camaraderie-building exercise in which the winners poked fun at losers.
That's fantastic. We have to see if we can get her on the show.
Time for a Bushwatch.
Here's your Bushwatch.
Resident, he's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my buddy. Life is hard, that's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that there? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's our man. That's my Bush.
Well, the president has shown disdain and indifference for the U.S. Constitution by adopting an astonishingly broad view of presidential powers. According to a leading libertarian think tank,
This is from the Cato Institute. It reflects a growing criticism by conservatives.
The Cato Institute is one of those things that I always hear referred to in reference, but I have no idea what it is or where it is. You know what I mean? Like when they talk about the National Center for Public Policy, I have no idea. Nothing. It could be some creation of the Orkin Institute, for all I know. They have nothing. I have nothing.
Right. Anyway, the pattern that emerges here, they say, is one of a ceaseless push for power unchecked by either the court or Congress. One, in short, of disdain for constitutional limits. Then, 6 months before the Republicans try to control Congress in the fall election, a new poll shows the president slid to his lowest approval rating of his presidency, but the majority of voters say they'll vote for Democrats in November. This is the first song.
We ask Americans, who are you going to vote for next fall? Democrats now have a 15-point lead on our generic ballot. Every indicator shows the Democratic Party has a much better image than the Republican Party at the moment. We ask which party can do the better job trying to lower gas prices. Democrats beat Republicans by double digits.
It should be noted, by the way, that this is not any sort of a ringing endorsement for Democrats, because people don't like Democrats either, because they're spineless, gutless weasels. Here's the thing, is that Democrats are just vague blobs of political protoplasm. They are just big sacks of political goo, and nobody is shifting with the winds, standing for nothing, believing in nothing. Republicans are at least evil, you know? I mean, it's like with the Republicans, at least you know where they stand. Well, they're evil, you know? And it's, I think I am like many, in certain ways you almost prefer the evil guy, because then it's not so much, you know, with the evil guy, at least it's not a moving target. You know where they are, you know what they're about. Republicans, they're bad. They're bad. They're bad people. They kill puppies. Democrats are just this weird sort of, they're just this weird pile of semi-soft permeable membrane-like material that means nothing to anyone.
Well, the president says part of the problem is frivolous lawsuits hurting the health profession.
Uh-huh. To confront high-cost health care and to make sure private medicine is central in the United States is to confront the glut of frivolous lawsuits that are driving good doctors out of practice and driving up the cost of health care.
Oh, please. No, okay, first of all, let's end this fiction right now. No doctor is driven out of practice by frivolous lawsuits. This is the same crap that Republicans sling all the time. File this one right below the high tax rates encourage people not to make money. That's the thing that Republicans have been flogging that line for like 50 years. Well, you drive up taxes, it's a disincentive for people. Do you know anybody out there anywhere who decided, well, I get taxed all this much, I'll just go find them a minimum wage job instead. I'm going to quit making lots of money because I'm going to get taxed more on it. No, it's ridiculous. It's a huge load. Just like this. I mean, they have huge malpractice, so do nurses. Sort of everybody in the healthcare industry. It doesn't stop anybody from being a doctor, just like high tax rates don't stop anybody from trying to win the lottery.
Oh, and another thing, Scott McClellan says the Democrats are going to raise your taxes.
Many Democrats opposed the tax relief we passed. Most voted against the tax cuts. Now many are in favor of letting the tax cuts expire. The president is determined not to let them take the tax relief we passed away.
That's a guy who's doing every day now with one eye on the clock. He doesn't show up early anymore. He leaves at 5:01. It just doesn't matter. He's got a bottle of scotch right in his top right-hand desk drawer. He doesn't care. He doesn't return emails. You call him, he deletes your voicemail. He's got that big spiky spindly thing on his desk with the while you're out messages. Doesn't even bother to sort them.
That's your Bush Watch Twitter.
He's the president in residence. He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my bird.
All right, we have this from Kristen in accounting about Armenia. Armenia, I barely know you. Let's see. She says, you know, I'm going to weigh in whenever. the best thing about the new website, by the way, which is 970.am. That is the new website for this very fine radio station. Although I think the Johnson 970 still points at it. You go to 970.am, and you know where that is? It's like that. It's like over, it's a KNRK. Isn't it that 947.fm?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's where so we're kind of on the same boat there. So it's 970.am. And the best thing about it is the endless discussions over at the building this morning about getting the guys in Armenia to do that job for you, which normally means that you're either having someone killed by the mafia or that you're selling heroin by the ton. But these all, and we actually had to go find it on a map today. She says Armenia is surrounded by Azerbaijan and Turkey. I'm pretty sure Iran doesn't border Armenia because Azerbaijan, who knows this?
She's in Armenia.
She's
Albania.
From Boston, isn't she?
No, Worcester.
Worcester? Whatever. But it's pretty close, blah, blah, blah. So, Here's another dumb question. We'll have a whole section called Rick Emerson, Ugly American. We were having this whole discussion this morning, and this is not just me. This is Susan Reynolds, who went to college, by the way. We were having this discussion about is it possible that their language is just called Armenian?
Yes.
Really? Is that what they speak?
Yes.
Now, is that like a proprietary language, or is that just like a thinly veiled version of somebody else's language that
it
they call
if
Armenian?
You're Armenian.
I suppose. But, I mean, it's not just some weird version of Russian or something?
No. I believe it's their own language. They've been around for a long time. I mean, they're mountain people.
Okay. Not unlike Grizzly Adams.
No.
Okay. So there you go. Blah, blah, blah. Armenia. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, one New York radio station, a hip-hop station, may have to find a new home. Jim Smith reports this comes as their landlord is fed up with acts of violence near the studios.
Hot 97 is in hot water with the landlord. The Carpenters Union Benefits Fund, which owns the Greenwich Village building, says 3 shootings and 50 incidents of violence related to rappers and their posses is too much. Attorney Brian O'Dwyer says they filed eviction papers.
Yeah. 1 shooting was concerning. 2 shootings were alarming. 3 shootings are intolerable.
You're out.
3 strikes, and they're out.
And he says he's not targeting hip-hop.
If Pavarotti's posse was going against Domingo's posse,
is he really talking this way?
In Lower Manhattan, Jim Smith, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. So, Hot 97. That's the... all right, so there you go. So those guys are the posse, I guess. Is how many? 50 acts of violence?
Yeah, that's not too bad for a hip-hop station.
Hot 97. Really, they are below par.
We need to have a little understanding.
Hot 97 and hot water. Cultures. Let's make a note to ourselves to ask about ask Gary Baumgarten about Hot 97 and see if maybe he's... Is that the place where... That's not the place where What's-His-Name was shot.
Yeah. Everyone gets shot in the
end.
They're not getting shot at 1010 Winds.
They're getting shot on the WFAN studios. Yeah. I, Mrs. Cruz out roaming the hallway, armed to the teeth with gats. I know it just sounds like I can't tell anybody apart, but wasn't one of the rap shootings there?
Yes.
Because Tupac, it's so hard with him because he's been shot like 80 times. Because he got shot outside a recording studio. Mm-hmm. I swear to God there was a rap shooting outside the Hot 97 studios in New York. I don't know. It's such a weird thing, this weird crossover of violence. It doesn't make any sense. And it's not even... I don't even know to what to attribute it. You never heard about like the Four Tops and Marvin Gaye, you know, having beef or whatever. It's like
Roberta Flack beating somebody senseless.
Roberta Flack and Sam Cooke were taken into the mattresses about something. Well, whatever. So that's a radio. So they're going. We don't have any shootings. Well, no, that's not true. We have had shootings here, haven't we?
Not while we were here.
No, they weren't related to us though.
No.
When was that shooting that happened here? It was like 98?
I don't remember. You're going to have to ask somebody.
Somebody told me the bullet holes are still here.
We couldn't find it. We looked for them the other day.
Oh, yeah. There was a full-on sniper. Like a guy was coming trying to kill folks.
Mm-hmm.
That was when? A couple years ago, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before our time, though. It had nothing to do with us. Our shootings are still to come.
As Rudy Giuliani appears in Iowa in advance for a possible presidential bid, New York's current mayor thinks Rudy would do a good job as commander-in-chief. While not endorsing Rudy for president in 2008, Mayor Bloomberg calls Giuliani a decision-maker who did great things for New York City.
I think Rudy Giuliani was a very good mayor of this city. If you look back during his 8 years, some people liked Rudy, some people didn't. But Rudy never had a problem in making decisions, and he left this city better than he found it. And I think better by a lot.
All right, here's the thing. We all know he's going to run in 2008, and we're going to talk to Gary Baumgarten about that in a few minutes, because Rudy's in Iowa right now, right?
Yeah.
Giuliani's in Iowa stumping for the 2006 midterms. So, and secondly, who thinks that they're going to use the theme for the film Rudy for his election campaign? They absolutely will. I'm telling you right now, and if you don't have it on the agenda, Ralph Reed, whoever it is over there that's running things over there, you got to get to that.
So are they going to get Sean Astin to campaign for him?
Yes. We'll talk to Baumgarten more about this, but that's, I'm telling you, man, that's gonna be the finest election. It's gonna be the finest year in the history of all years. Are we in a watch or something now?
No.
Okay.
We're kind of sitting here.
I guess we're breaking now. Listen to that. All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503 733-2970 is the Rick Emerson Show. It is Tuesday. You can email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Coming up just a few minutes, we'll talk to Gary Baumgarten about Hillary versus Giuliani, 2008. Later on, we'll talk to Jim Roop. We got the top five, Peter Carlin, and the Xbox Files. Plus, we'll talk country music squabbles. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show at 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick at rickemerson.com. And so forth. Rick, yes, Armenians speak Armenian. And it borders Iran, too. There you go. Signed, Aram. By the way, Aram is possibly the most popular name in Armenia. Yes. And so forth. All right. Here's what's coming up. We got a fantastic watch, the return of one of our most beloved watches. We also have Clown Watch coming up, Double Penis Watch. We got Jim Roop from CNN Radio Los Angeles coming up later on, Peter Carlin, and we'll get to the Xbox Files and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the city that never sleeps.
New York City.
Our good friend, CNN Radio correspondent from New York, Gary Baumgarten. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
My friend, I am rolling along, doing what I do. How's life in the Big Apple, my friend?
Nice today. It's a little chilly, but it's a nice sunny day. I'm happy.
Nobody's jumped off of anything? Nobody's put on a fat suit, tried to scale anything?
No, not today. Not so far, anyway. But the day's still young.
It's true. Hey, speak real quickly before we move on to this Giuliani business. You may or may not even be following this today. Have you heard about this? Well, there's two things. A, that they're kicking out Hot 97, the New York radio station. They're making a move because everybody's being... Like, apparently, you walk inside, there's like a 1 in 3 chance you'll be killed.
Yeah, there's all these rap stars, and I use the term stars just, you know, decidedly, advisedly, have been getting shot either going to or from their gigs, you know, on the show. So...
I don't even know that I want to know the answer to this. Do we know what company owns Hot 97?
I have no idea.
I realize as I wade hip deep in this conversation.
Right. You may be talking about your own company, huh?
Well, what do I care? They weren't going to give me that David Lee Roth slot anyway. All right. So I guess just steer clear. It doesn't seem like you're going to have a lot of luck finding a new landlord. Like if you're evicted because you're in arrears, that's one thing. If you're evicted because maybe you make a little noise at night, you have a dog, or you're a smoker, that's fine. If you're evicted because 3 out of 4 people who've been shot in your lobby recently have died, it seems like perhaps you're going to have difficulty relocating to new premises.
Right. I think I'd be reticent to bring such a station in as my. You know, if I was a landlord as my tenant, because who needs this?
Whatever happened.
The other tenants aren't going to be very happy with them being there if people are, you know, if bullets are flying all the time outside the station.
You know, this is what happens when you move away from the music of your life format, Gary.
There you go.
And secondly, this is the second thing. Mm-hmm. Is this true that in New York, if you're under 21, you can't buy spray paint?
You couldn't. They had an ordinance that precluded the sale of spray paint and stuff like that to minors because, they were tagging public property and private property with graffiti. And a judge has just ruled, well, you can't do that. That's discriminatory. And now I guess they're going to be permitted to sell that again to minors. So we'll see more street artists at work, I guess.
Well, here's something that nobody ever says, but everybody knows, which is a lot, not all, obviously, but a lot of that street art and that graffiti is pretty freaking impressive.
It is, unless it's on the side of your building.
Yeah, that is true. Hey, let's talk for a second about Giuliani. Now, Rudy Giuliani is stumping in Iowa right now.
Speaking
for the midterms.
About a guy who was a fighting for the quality of life in New York City by getting all the squeegee guys off the streets. There you go.
The squeegee men in New York are hilarious. May I dirty your windshield for you, sir?
Yeah, they're not allowed anymore because that's a capital offense.
Yep. Now, Giuliani wasn't screwing around, man. He ran that city with an iron fist.
He did.
And so, I mean, let's cut to the chase here. So what do we think he's going to be running in 2008?
He'd like to. His problem
What's stopping him?
But, you know, he's got this image as America's mayor after 9/11. He's very tough on crime, very autocratic, very decisive. He's the kind of guy who can, you know, determine very quickly what he wants. You know, he's not wishy-washy. He's not one of these guys that wets his finger and sticks out the window to see which way the political winds are going. He makes a decision whether it's popular or unpopular. Some people find that endearing. Other people, depending on which side of the issue you're on, find it very upsetting. But his problem is that he is in favor of gun control and also in favor of abortion rights. And these are both issues that many in the Republican Party take the opposite view.
Yeah.
So he is in Iowa now testing the political waters. And in a speech yesterday in Iowa, suggested that the Republican Party is a very diverse party, open to many different points of views, including his own.
Well, yeah, let me tell you why none of this matters. Well, first of all, at the presidential, at the GOP convention, which was flawlessly run, by the way, whatever anybody thinks the Republicans, it was flawlessly.
Right.
That GOP convention in 2004, I was in, where the hell was I? I guess I was here. I guess it was, I don't think I was in, where was I? Oh, I was in LA for the debate. No, I was here, though, for the GOP convention, which was stunningly well done. And I remember those sitting there watching the GOP convention in 2004, and there's Schwarzenegger, McCain, and Giuliani, all of whom are in favor of gay rights, all of whom are in favor of abortion rights, all of whom are in favor of some form of affirmative action.
Yes.
And thinking to myself, yeah, these are all supposed to still be Republicans. So I don't think it matters. Secondly, I think it is a fait accompli that Hillary is going to run in 2008. And you know what? Rudy Giuliani could be in favor of shooting babies in the head, and it doesn't matter, because if he's going to run against Hillary, all that matters. In 2008, there will only be a Hillary and not Hillary vote. The other guy's name doesn't even matter.
No, but the part of the equation that you are missing is if he gets on the ballot, none of that matters. But if the party, the question is whether the party bosses will allow him to be the candidate.
Well, as opposed
that's the issue.
As opposed to who? Unless they figure that whoever runs is just going to be a sacrificial lamb, in which case they'll roll out like Rick Santorum or somebody. Rick Santorum, whose days appear to be numbered anyway. So.
Right.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a good year in 2008, Gary.
I would tell you that if it's a Rudy Hillary, my God, I'll be I know them both. They're both very, very much lightning rod type individuals. It'll be a race based on personalities. And, you know, there may be people in the audience who are throwing their hands up right now saying, oh, my God, Gary, you know,
you're
going to leave us of this country in
best
the
thing
sense
ever.
Of either of these two. But I'm going to tell you, as a reporter, what a race.
Oh, I can't even. We were having this discussion yesterday about how talk radio, by and large, is crap everywhere because everybody just sits and babbles about politics. And nobody cares. People are burned out. They want to hear. And let me tell you, this is that moment where politics and fantastic blood-soaked entertainment converge into one glorious white-hot story.
You know that the Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannity of this world are just salivating at the possibility of that kind of
thing. They're not the only ones. Get in line. All right, Gary Baumgarten. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Gary Baumgarten live in New York City. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. I'm going to put it in the back of my brain in a little gold-encrusted box wrapped up with a big red ribbon that says, like, open in 2008. I don't even want to think it because it's just too distracting. It's too fantastic to even ponder. I'm sorry. I get all visibly aroused when we talk about Hillary versus Giuliani. It's just the best thing. Hey, speaking of... never mind.
Don't forget Condoleezza Rice, possibly.
I don't know. I don't know about that, though. It's all... We'll talk about it.
You never saw Hillary in boots, have you?
No, but you know that she owns them. You know that Hillary Clinton owns a flogger of some kind. You know, and you... I mean, we all know that that's the case. Here's Tim Riley.
I don't know if anybody heard about this, but police are still looking for suspects and a brutal attack at the Plaid Pantry. Chris Fraggle made a quick run Thursday to the convenience store on Southeast 122nd in Holgate. He saw a teenager steal a candy bar and told the clerk.
Where in Holgate?
This is Southeast 122nd.
That's not a good place.
Well, he told a friend about it, who was the cashier. Then he went out and got in his car and was backing up. So the candy bar thief came up and hit him and knocked him out and proceeded to beat him. Now both his eye sockets are broken. His sinus cavities are shattered. His nose is broken. Four of his teeth are knocked out. With broken teeth and a crushed upper palate, the 32-year-old eats pureed food through a tube. He takes medication for the pain, but he can't take the drugs he needs for his multiple sclerosis.
It's like an 80-cent candy bar, dude. Let it go.
Yeah.
Here's the moral is, don't try to do the right thing, kids. If it comes down to doing the right thing and not having your eye sockets broken, you just stick with, you know.
They don't call it felony flats for nothing.
And move. That's the other lesson. Move away. Dude, at least, I mean, look, I not like I live on a place that's so much better, but at least I know to mind my own business. Here's the four words you need to learn if you're going to live in that part of town. We all know this. This doesn't concern me. That's the phrase that you must keep. You know, it's like when you go to a country and you write down foreign phrases to use, like, where is the consulate? Or, you know, I am an American, please do not shoot me. I am really from Canada. That's a good phrase. If you live in that part, it's just a whole lot of, this is none of my business. And then you just look at the ground and you move along.
Meanwhile, it's time for the Geek Watch.
Here's your Geek Watch for Tuesday.
This high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember, you used to...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on it.
There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn ship. You got it?
Energize.
A long-awaited Helio mobile phone carrier launched today with their first two phones and a raft of multimedia services aimed at the lifestyles of young people. These are called the Kickflip and the Hero. They were demonstrated at a trade show, both are mid-range phones from Korea, where SK Telecom, one of Helio's two parent companies, is based. Both handsets have 2-megapixel cameras and high-res screens, memory card slots, large phone books, and stereo sound. The swiveling Kickflip will cost $250, while the sliding Hero will cost $275. Helio's extremely youth-oriented context is crowned by an exclusive relationship by MySpace.
Doesn't this sound like some sort of weird Hong Kong action film, though? Like sliding Hero and swiveling Hick clip or whatever the other one is. Yeah, but they both are my... I've seen the menus on these phones. You open up the menu, and there's a button that says MySpace, and it brings up the MySpace tool screen on the screen of the phone. It's like built into the phone, all the MySpace things, the post blog, check comments, post comment, browse, add friend. It's all built right into the phone. Secondly, megapixel sounds like a made-up term to me. I don't even know... Does that mean million?
It means a lot.
Megapixel sounds like one of those, it's like, you know, 5 skillion pixels. It sounds like one of those terms that doesn't mean anything, that they've just fabricated. Let's also talk about the fact that now do I even have it here? Yes, I do. It's right here. It's part of the Geek Watch. Now, okay. I was talking about how I don't have any, I don't have a PDA, I don't have the cell phone, the handheld, or whatever, the personal data, digital assistant, whatever PDA stands for. And so I was talking about getting the BlackBerry, and then the guy's like, no, you gotta get the BlackBerry, you gotta get the Trio. Because the Trio apparently lets you browse the web. So then I'm talking to Susan Reynolds over marketing, like, I'm gonna get the Trio. Her husband, I hope I can say this out loud. Well, I'm sorry if I'm giving something away. Her husband works for Motorola, and he's in like, whatever, he's in Mipos or wherever, some other country, getting ready to launch the Motorola Q. And I've got a picture of it right here, and it looks fantastic. It's like a Razer, but it's like a Razer with a keyboard. The QWERTY keyboard, as they call it. It's like a Razer with a QWERTY keyboard that lets you browse the net, and it's like, it's got all of this, I mean, it like gives you a back rub. It does all of this fantastic stuff, and I don't even know. So I'm all confused. I just don't know what to buy, when to buy, what to delay on. It's all so difficult.
Well, our customized WAP-based MySpace client.
Our what-based?
WAP-based.
Okay.
WAP.
All right.
WAP-based MySpace client comes on each Helio phone, letting users fully read and write to MySpace blogs, mail, and profiles, though the phones won't display the embedded video on MySpace pages. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
You post a picture on the MySpace!
Now, this Motorola V555 delivers headlines from partners like CNN.
Delivers headlines?
headlines It could, depending on who uses it before you. Headlines from CNN, Fox Sports, MTV, and MySpace.
All right. Okay.
Now I think that's enough.
Oh, but here, look, this is worth noting, though, by the way. We were talking about yesterday when I was out doing the whatever. I was out doing the man on the street thing yesterday, and I just...
That was well done.
It was. It was flawless broadcasting, what it was. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was compelling and local.
Oh, I saw that bald-headed anarchist at that function last night.
Bald-headed anarchist?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Remember, I was interviewing a bald-headed anarchist out there with a Spider-Man t-shirt, and I saw her again last night.
Oh, yeah. Cause
really?
It was, yeah.
At the Candidates Gone Wild?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So now, she believes in some point of democracy, apparently.
Now, I don't have the email in front of me here. But I got this guy who emailed me yesterday. Because yesterday, you know, I'm out there and I'm doing the whole, here we go. Subject line yourself. Because I caught like the ash end of the parade yesterday when it was just a bunch of laggarding white people. So I missed all the good stuff at the beginning apparently. Listen to this. This email. Hola, Lord Rick. So I step outside to look over the parade of trashy white guys and girls. And what do I see? You. But you're talking on a cell phone. What the F? The phone is metallic pink. For the love of God, man, you make money now. Not much, but it's something to buy a new skin for your pretty girly phone. If I knew it wasn't you, I would have cracked... I would have cracked your skull. Men don't talk on pink phones. More so when they are radio gods. True, you're no Tim or Sarah, but you are all we have. As far as May Day, it's just another day for me to drink on the job. Signed, Oakley. So it should be noted that was not my phone. I couldn't find mine. I was having to use Sarah's the pink Motorola razor. Everybody I know has got a razor, by the way. I'm like the only guy I know.
I hate mine.
I don't have
But
one.
You loved it. You had it and then
no,
you loved
it. No, it's slowing down. It's like it's falling apart and I've had it for like 2 months.
What's wrong with it?
It has such a lag time. Like I'll click to try and open something. It takes literally 10 seconds from me hitting a button to it's actually pop up on the screen.
Really?
Maybe you need to shake it like an Edge-a-Sketch.
Or
no,
a baby.
I've read reviews about it. That's I guess that's a problem that a lot of people
really?
Have.
Really? So now do you wish
so don't be tricked into the flatness because it's not working very well.
Do you wish you'd stuck with your old phone?
I wish I'd stuck with my old phone. I'm thinking about actually trying to sell mine and buy another one because I do not like it.
So you want to sell a half-broken phone?
It's not broken. It's just slow. I mean, if someone's looking for something with vanity...
Who wants a slow phone?
It's
cool looking. It's pink and shiny.
So, like, maybe you could sell it to somebody who could just pose with it, not actually use it.
Well, it's somebody who wants to stop and smell the roses.
Yes. Someone whose life moves at a slower pace than yours, Sarah, who doesn't have your high-paced media frenzy existence. So, all right. Well, see, now I got this... we'll have to do a whole thing about this later, but I was going to buy the Trio, and then I was going to buy the Q thing, and then I thought about getting a razor, but I guess I won't do that. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what to do. It's also overwhelming.
Most people that I know that have had razors have returned them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, screw that. All right.
Maybe that's just a disposable razor.
Unless it's under TV.
No.
Unless it's not under Verizon, because since Sean was explaining this to me, since the razor isn't owned by Verizon, it's always going to be slow. It will always be like
that. So it's not like the
it's a punishment.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. That's them screwing with you for not using their service. That's like when you use Microsoft, like when you use Windows on your computer, all the stuff not made by Microsoft inexplicably runs at like half speed while the Microsoft stuff loads like right up. Yeah, okay. Are we done? Or are we...
And one quick thing.
Oh, and I heard that Ben Affleck's going to be cast as Captain Kirk in an upcoming Star Trek film.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Apple Computer says it has renewed contracts with the four largest record companies, ensuring the songs will still be sold at 99 cents. This after they try to get Apple to go up on price.
This is fantastic. Steve Jobs put the boot in the teeth of the record industry again. Again, in your face, record industry.
It's because iTunes Music Store has so much influence over the U.S. download.
Totally. I am no saint. I have done file sharing.
iTunes accounts for 80% of paid downloads.
I have purchased many things from iTunes. I don't even have an iPod, which means I have to do the weird ripping and then the burning and then re-ripping. But I use iTunes a lot. I bought an album on iTunes just the other day, actually. So
sales increased 194% last year to 352 million units.
Well, this is the fault of this stupid record company who, they have a great thing. This is the thing, the man snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. The record company finally got what they wanted. People are paying for music online. 99 cents a song. $9.99 an album. Easy to understand. Yep. Simple. Yep. Clean. Streamlined. The Apple way. And then, you know, but the record industry is not happy with that. And so the record industry tried to bust out this whole, well, let's have 99 cents for everything, but then $1.49 for some things. And Steve Jobs told them to get stuffed, as is his want. And, they cried uncle. So way to go. Score one for Steve Jobs. There you go. All right, I love that guy. I'm not an Apple computer user, but I love Steve Jobs.
All right, well, that's the end of the Geek Watch.
There's your Geek Watch.
By Grabthar's hammer, by the sons of Warband, I shall avenge you.
Next. Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
All right, so, and Sarah, by the way, during that, the thing was mouthing the words to me, Ben Affleck would be good as Captain Kirk.
I totally, think about it. He looks like him. I think he could do it. I'm serious.
I'm not even waiting. I don't even know. Wait, hold on. Let me
get it visual.
Hold on.
Like, see him in the little suit. I can see it.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes. Now, see.
And lightening his hair a little bit.
Someone who knows this, because all I just heard the barest bones of the rumor. And it was basically, did you hear Affleck's going to be Kirk? I got to go. You know, gone. That was it. And so I don't even really know the rest of the story. So if someone knows the rest of this business of Affleck supposedly being cast as Captain Kirk, you email or call or something and let us know, because I don't know if this has got to be for something. Well, clearly it's got to be for something said in the past. So is this like a Starfleet Academy movie? Is that what this is? I know someone knows. So let me know, because I'm trying to picture Affleck in my head. Okay, Affleck.
Clean's office, poison.
clean shaven. He's in that tight lycra top, and he's saying like, see, now it's like I've got the bad, like, Affleck impersonator in my head doing Shatner. So it's a lot of, like, you can't mean that I don't hate it. It's not the worst idea I've ever heard. Because if not him, they should totally.
Who?
Well, I was going to say, I wonder if Will Wheaton could do it.
Mm-mm.
That'd be weird because he's Wesley Crusher. But you could almost see Wheaton.
No, he has a weak jaw. His head's too small.
It is tiny. Okay, well, maybe.
No, Ben Affleck has that huge Captain Kirk head.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, here's the thing about Affleck is geeks do like him. Geeks love Affleck because of the Kevin Smith connection. He's grandfathered in. He's got a reflected hipness to him because of Kevin Smith. Doesn't matter that no one goes to see his films. Why? I mean, we've already thought about the fact that the last successful Ben Affleck film was...
There are like a half dozen other ones. They're hard
Armageddon.
To remember.
I guess.
In 1998.
So there you go. So he's not really racking up the hits or anything. So
maybe VH1 can send him up for a reality show.
I'm surprised that he hasn't done like the Being Affleck or did something. All right. Maybe we can just get Casey Affleck to do it instead. 503-733-2970. Here's Tim Riley.
Hotel heiress Paris Hilton is back on the market. According to People magazine, the Simple Life star has split with her boyfriend at Stavros Nachos. Remember the guy who threw the towel over his head and drove a Bentley into the back of the truck?
Oh, and the guy who paid a bum $100 to dump a soda on his head?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the cop said, oh, let him through so he can drive around L.A. drunk. Regarding the breakup, Hilton's spokesperson said, although he doesn't comment on her private life, he will not deny the report. 25-year-old Hilton and 21-year-old Nachos began dating last year. He previously dated Mary Kate Olsen. Hilton has dated pop singer Nick Carter and has been engaged to another Greek shipping heir.
Are these people all like 14 years old? Isn't Nick Carter like 10? Is Nick Carter the younger brother of the Backstreet Boy?
He's the one that Lohan and Hilary Duff were fighting over.
Who's the one that did the creepy pedophile album cover? Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like called Sleepover Party, and it was like boys in pajamas.
And Nick Carter was the beater. He's the one who dated Paris Hilton.
The beater.
Paris Hilton.
Nick the beater Carter. Okay. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Let's see who these people are. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who in the name of all that's holy is this?
What's that?
Who is this, sir?
Oh, this is Sean on the Coop.
Hey, Sean on the Coop. How's life in the Coop today?
It's a beautiful sunny day.
Excellent. What's up with you? What do you got?
I wanted to give you an idea of what on your telephone conundrum.
Okay.
The kind of service you have will dictate the kind of phone you can get.
Here's what.
Who are you with? Are you with Verizon?
I am. And here's what I want to be able to do. Now that we've just sort of fallen into this, here's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to obviously phone. I want to be able to check my internet-based email, so I got to be able to see the net to get, to surf the web, and then ideally it would interface with my white collar sellout email here at CBS Radio, my corporate email.
Okay, because there's two basic types of phones out there. One is called a GSM, and one is not.
Okay.
Verizon is non-GSM, which means you don't have a little card you put into your phone. It's actually programmed by the company.
Okay.
You can never use it for anything but Verizon.
All right.
If you ever plan on going anywhere but Verizon, then then don't get a phone until you go somewhere else.
So I should wait, maybe wait till my deal lapses and then assess my options.
Yes, because they're the GSM phones are the ones that will go with many more other carriers, and all you have to do is just take your card out of one phone and put it into the other.
Ah, see, no one ever tells me any of these things. There ought to be a number you can call.
Won't tell you that either because they want you to buy their stuff.
Ah, weasels. All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, there you go. That's Sean on the Couve. All right. Rick, damn, man, how cheap are you? The answer is very cheap, by the way. A 512-megabyte iPod Shuffle. Yeah, but a shuffle's stupid because you can't see anything on it. It looks like, this thing looks like a pack of gum.
Oh, is that the thing that looks like a stick of gum that the dog would swallow?
Yeah, exactly.
Your entire music collection is in your dog's stomach. You know what's going to happen if you buy one.
Where are my Sarah Brightman records? You know, and then meanwhile you hear like, you know, the Phantom of the Opera theme coming out of your dog's anus. there's no screen on that or anything. You can't tell what's what. Only cost $49 in the Apple Store. Refurbished. Refurbished. Read. It has been swallowed by the dog. Then the dog excreted it. And then it like fell down the stairs into the swimming pool. $99 for a one gig. What kind of music collection do you have? One gig. I got 30 gigs right now. That's how I roll. I don't have no one gig. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Let's see who this is. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. In the name of sweet Jesus, who is this?
It's Uncle Steve.
Steve, how are you, sir? How can I help you?
Not bad. I have Verizon as my service.
Yes.
I have a Trio 600. My wife has a Trio 650.
Okay.
And tell Rick I've been emailing him with the Trio for like a year and a half now.
Excellent. All right, we'll pass it along.
Don't tell him that.
There you go. We'll tell him. All right, there you go. Thank you.
I think we have a meeting later this afternoon.
You would have talked a job. All right.
We should probably break.
Are we off the air?
No, yeah. That was another station.
Sherrod, you are. All right, here's what we got to do.
They've been going off the air a lot lately.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. It's, you know, it's their, never mind.
None of our business.
No, it's none of our concern.
We want to keep our eye sockets intact here.
No, I said I want to go over it again. I want to be beaten in the face. Here's what's coming up today. Speaking of our sister station, though, we're going to talk about this country. Is it country? What is it? A squabble? A throwdown? A hoedown? What is it? It's some sort of a beef?
What beef?
You know, the country song.
Oh, it is. Well, it's about home and hearth and all the good things about America.
It's about home and hearth and Jon Bon Jovi. I swear to God, that's
what it's
about.
Home.
And so we'll talk about that.
Hometown.
We've got the Xbox file, speaking of geek things. Top five. Peter Carlin's going to be up later on. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be back. Come to this.